very happy to be joined now by Bo Bichette, Dunedin Blue Jays shortstop. Bo, thanks so much for doing this. Whirlwind for you. I mean, you're playing the Futures game over the weekend. You got a new team. You go to the Florida State League. What's going on in your head? You must just kind of be swimming.
Yeah, man, it's been a little crazy, but you know, I'm just trying to get my feet under me here in Dunedin and you know, get off to a good start with the new team.
All right, so let's start with the Futures game because yeah, you were a second round pick and you got the last name. People were aware of you, but it's only, you know, that first half of the season you had with Lansing really, really put you on the map. What was it like playing in that Futures game in Miami?
It was unreal experience, you know, being around so many good players, so much talent. I mean, it was probably the best time I ever had on a baseball field, and I had a ton of friends there too. So, I mean, it was awesome.
Your start is ridiculous, Bo. People keep calling it video game stuff. I'd love to have those numbers in video games in MLB The Show. Like, I would kill for those numbers. In your wildest dreams, did you expect to put up the first half of pro ball that you did this year?
No, I don't think so. You know, I believed in myself and expected to have a good year, but I definitely didn't expect to be, you know, chasing 400, I guess. And, you know, it's just, you know, me, you know, doing my work every single day, trying to get better is all I, you know, could have asked for.
So you're starting to, I mean, everybody knows you now, around Major League Baseball, and it's not just people that follow Blue Jays prospects. Everybody knows what you did in 70 games in Lansing, hitting .384 with the .448 on base and the .623 slug. Do other teams, like, do they start keying on you as well as the guy they don't want to let beat them?
I'm not sure. I think that having Vladimir behind me, you know, I don't think that they necessarily were like, hey, get this guy, you know, I mean, you know, Vladdy's a pretty good hitter behind me, but yeah, I mean, I think they definitely started pitching me tougher, you know, as the season went on, and it was just something I had to adjust to.
So, yeah, so you guys are, it feels like you're a package deal now, right? You both get called up to Dunedin at the same time. You both play in the Futures game. Have you gotten pretty close?
Yeah, man, we're really good friends. We like to, you know, joke around with each other a lot, and you know, we like to help each other get better. But, yeah, I mean, we've become really good friends so far this season.
And both sons of former major leaguers, what kind of an advantage is that? And when you make the major leagues, that's not going to be a shock to you. You've seen the bright lights. You've seen your dad play.
Yeah, I mean, it's been huge for both of us, I'd say. You know, just, you know, learning from a young age, you know, what it takes to be, you know, a great player, what it takes to be the best in the world, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely helped us, you know, learning how to prepare, learning how to work, and it's definitely been an edge for both of us.
How involved is your dad, Dante?
Oh, man, he's very involved. He's, you know, now that I'm in Florida, this is where we live, so I mean, I'm sure he'll be at like 90% of the games. So yeah, he's all over me.
Yeah, so that's convenient that you guys are from Florida. A little bit of a temperature change, I imagine, going Lansing to the Florida State League. That's a tough league to play day games in, I imagine.
Yeah, Florida's something else, you know, but I've been used to it, you know, my whole life, so hopefully I can have a seamless transition.
What about the pitching? Because I was reading some quotes from your dad talking about the promotion and the adjustments you're going to have to make. It's a little bit less of a hitter's league. What kind of an adjustment are you going to have to make? So far, so good in game two, of course, hitting your first home run in that league. But what are the differences in the Midwest League and in the Florida State League?
You know, I think, well, first off, I think the parks are a little bit bigger and, you know, they don't play to the hitter's advantage, but I mean, second, there's a lot more velocity in this league, I would say, just more consistently, and every once in a while you get some pitchers who can put, you know, the breaking stuff over for strikes more often than a Midwest league. But, you know, I think if I just stay with my approach and what I've been doing all year and, you know, continue to make adjustments as I, you know, see fit, I should be fine.
Talking to Blue Jays prospect Bo Bichette getting the call up to the Dunedin Blue Jays. He's on Twitter at 19 Bo Knows. You're sticking with the Twitter thing, right? We've seen a couple of Blue Jays forego it, and it's usually because they've gotten some negative responses. We've seen some major leaguers get in trouble on it in the last couple of days. You're sticking with Twitter, though, Bo.
You know, I get negative responses, too, but I've been dealing with that since I was really young. So, I mean, that's nothing for me, but you know, I don't tweet too much on Twitter, so, I mean, I just try and stay off it as much as I can. I just kind of like to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on. Bunch of trolls. That's what's going on. talking to Bo Bichette. So you're playing shortstop. And, of course, you know, a lot of top prospects, they start up the middle of the diamond. That's the way teams like to do it. Hey, Carlos Delgado was a catcher. Guys are shortstops. They're second basemen. They're center fielders. And then eventually maybe they move off those positions. How confident are you that when you make the major leagues, you can be a shortstop?
I'm pretty confident, you know, as long as there's nobody, you know, blocking me. I mean, I'm sure if Tulo's still there when I get up there, I might have to move over. But, you know, I just continue to work hard and play hard and, you know, continue to develop as a shortstop and get better at the things I need to do better. And hopefully I can stay there for the, you know, majority of my career.
How much do you think about that? Like, you put yourself in that moment where maybe you're at Rogers Center making your major league debut, or do you just try and fight that and stay in the moment?
I really haven't, to be honest. I'm just, you know, first I'm just trying to get my stuff done here in high A and you know, continue to have good days, good at-bats, you know, play good defense, and you know, that day will come, but I don't really think about it too much.
Can you give us a bit of a self-scouting report on yourself, Bo? Because I think we see the numbers and we see a player. How do you see yourself and your strengths?
You know, I think that I, you know, have a pretty good plan when I go up to, you know, to plate. I'm pretty aggressive. I would say that's probably the most apparent thing when you watch me. I'm really aggressive on both sides of the ball, hitting and defense. And I mean, that's really it. It's a really aggressive player, smart player at the same time.
So we're headed towards the non-waiver trade deadline in Major League Baseball, which I'm sure it's a frantic time for guys at the big league level. But quite often it's younger players that get dealt. Now, you're not on the move, and the Blue Jays are not in the mold of moving young players. But what is that like? You know, getting your first taste of pro ball. I'm sure you guys talk about it. Is that a conversation around the cage?
No, I haven't had one conversation about trades yet. You know, maybe when it gets closer, I'm not sure, but, no, I haven't really thought about it at all. I mean, whatever happens, happens, but, you know, I'm hoping to stay at Toronto Blue Jay and, you know, hopefully that happens.
Do you pay attention to those prospect rankings and the way you keep just skyrocketing up the charts?
I try not to, but it, you know, with Twitter and Instagram and all that, it's pretty impossible to, you know, not see that stuff. But I mean, I try not to, and, you know, but it is good to see myself, you know, getting recognition for the things I'm doing. And I, you know, I just continue to play hard and see what happens.
So Anthony Alford down there with you, making some rehab starts, played DH yesterday, and he's got a kick of the can at the major league level this year. Have you got a chance to talk to him? And it's not, you know, for a normal prospect, it'd be like, whoa, did he tell any stories about the major leagues? But you know what the major leagues are like. You haven't played there yet. But, yeah, you've been around major league clubs all the time. But have you gotten a chance to talk to Anthony about the Blue Jays?
Yeah, Anthony's a great guy. I mean, one of the best, you know, people I've ever met. And, you know, he just, you know, was saying how sick it is and how awesome it is. And, you know, we just like to talk about, me and him talk about approaches that played a lot and stuff like that. But, you know, not too much about the big leagues, just, you know, on a personal level.
So mentioned that you've become good friends with Vladdy Jr. Can you give, and you just gave us a scouting report on yourself. Can you give us a report on Vladdy? Because I think a lot of people, yeah, compare him and his dad, and the big comparison you get is that, yes, Junior has a better sense of the strike zone than his dad did. His dad didn't have to because he could hit the ball wherever it was pitched. What do you see from Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
I mean, Vladdy's, you know, probably the most talented player I've ever played with. I mean, he can hit any pitch he wants to hit too, you know. I mean, just because he takes pitches maybe more than his dad did, he still can hit pretty much anything he swings at. You know, he's got unbelievable bat speed, and he's a lot better at third base than people give him credit for. So, I mean, yeah, Vladdy's the real deal for sure.
Do you guys get more attention? I mean, your numbers obviously get huge attention, but because of your last names, do you feel like that has impacted your rise?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we would probably not be getting as much attention if we didn't have the last names we have, but I think that we've both done what we need to do to, you know, kind of get the attention that we deserve, you know, just for the players that we are. You know, and I think that we both would like to continue to kind of carve our own identity as we, you know, continue to play.
Before we let you go, Bo, and thanks so much for your time. Blue Jays fans, they get obsessed with timelines, and they want to, you know, they want to see you. They see the numbers and they're like, oh, that would look great on this Blue Jays team right now. But you're just 19, right? Like, there's so much professional baseball ahead of you, and yeah, you're gonna need plenty of seasoning at the minor league level. Do you ever think about timelines though, and what the future holds?
You know, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I'd like to go up as quickly as, you know, the Blue Jays see fit. Obviously, I'm going to do my best to continue to, you know, force their hand and you know, move as quickly as I can. But at the same time, you know, I trust in what Gil Kim and Shapiro and Ben Cherington and Ross Atkins, you know, everybody has, in, you know, what their plan is for me. I trust it. You know, I just continue to go out there and get better every day and you know, whatever happens, happens.
Have you had a lot of communication with those guys this year?
Yeah, I've talked to a few of them. You know, I talked to Gil Kim a lot. I've talked to Ross Atkins a little bit and Ben Cherington a little bit. You know, and I talked to Mark Shapiro a little bit in spring training. But, you know, they all say, you know, we're really excited to see what you're doing and you continue to get better at everything. And you know, just continue.
And they're texting you right now. What are they saying?
Oh, no, they're not.
No, that's not a text you'd like to share then.
No.
Bo, thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your time in the Florida State League and being a little closer to home.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.